Hello, my name is Ivan, and you're reaching Local Splash. How can I help you today?
Yes, I have a question. We're new to this, and I'm a little bit confused about it. My question is, if we get a call through the 256 number, where does that call go?
Okay,
does it go to my telephone or what?
That's actually a very good question. I'm going to go ahead and pull up the information, meaning your account, I'm sorry, and then I'll be more than happy to answer that question. That way I could check. I believe you're referring to what's known as the call tracking number. So I'm sure the question is, where is those calls going to, right? So just give me a second.
Yeah.
And may I have your first name, please?
Brenda.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Brenda. Give me just a quick second here. All right, awesome. I believe I found the account here. It was Iron City Roofing. Is that okay? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it looks like you have a security question, which is, what is your mother's maiden name?
Kimbrel.
Perfect. I appreciate your help on that. So let's go ahead and see what's going on here. Okay, I do see a call tracking number. It starts with 256-624-4449. Now, your question is, where are the calls going to when someone calls that number?
Yeah.
Good question. So when somebody calls that number, it's going to be going automatically to you. But first, it's going to ask them to press 1 or 2. It's just going to say press 1 if you're a new client, press 2 if you're an existing client. After they press either number, the call goes directly to you. So the calls will come in on your screen. Now, the number that's going to be showing on your screen that is calling you is the call tracking number. Have you saved this phone number in your contacts?
No. Tell me again what my number is. 256.
624. 4449.
All right. So on my telephone, we'll be seeing the call tracking number, not the customer's number.
That is correct. So you'll be getting the on your screen, this is the number that's going to show. So just make sure that you save it in an important way, maybe local leads like some of our clients, or you could just say it's important, right? Just as long as you know it's about the actual business, then it's going to be important, okay? Now,
so that can be changed. I mean, we really want to make calls, even if it's they call the 256 number. We want them to hear our voice, our voicemail.
It will. For example, let's say if you call that number using somebody else's phone, right? Maybe your husband can call it, a friend of yours, for example. If they call that call tracking number, if they press 1 or 2, the call goes directly over to you. If for some reason you don't answer that call, it's going to allow them to leave you a voicemail. And it's going to be a voicemail directly on your line, okay? Now, if you don't answer, we're also going to send you a message letting you know that you missed a call. That way you can see if it's important for you.
So, but you said that it would answer and say press 1 for a new customer, 2 for whatever.
Yes, that is correct. And then it goes directly to you, to your number. And that's when, let's say, it gives you the option to answer. If you don't answer, it's going to let them leave you a voicemail, and it's going to be on your line, of course.
Can you bypass the one in the first part?
The one in two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I do apologize for interrupting. The call is breaking up quite a bit, right? So I'm very sorry about that. Brenda, yes, I can definitely request that we bypass that. That way it goes directly to you. Let me just see if I can have that done for you. I believe it's definitely possible, right? It should be. Give me a second. Okay, so I have to go ahead and put in a request for our team to go ahead and just go bypass that, okay? That way we can make sure that that the 1 and 2 wasn't there, right, as an option, okay? Give me a second here, and I'll put in that request for you. And this request normally doesn't go longer than 24 hours till it's complete. Now, I definitely would recommend in the future, once this is, let's say, updated, right, just to have a family member call you, and that way you could actually hear how it sounds for them and make sure that it's fixed, right? As well, that way you can see that the call goes directly to you and only to you, okay? All right, awesome. Just give me a second here. Okay, perfect. I put in the request. Well, I'll go ahead and double check tomorrow to make sure everything is updated. But again, it shouldn't take longer than 24 hours, okay?
And I have another question.
Okay. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I was doing something. Sorry.
Oh, okay. No, okay. It's because it's breaking up. I'm not sure if I'm losing you, but yeah, I'm sorry.
The dashboard, local splash dashboard, confusing too, because I see one on the leads page says it has a number, 941-294-4118. Right, so is that the customer's number?
Yes, let me go ahead and make sure that I have that information as well. I'm just opening up the client dashboard, okay? Give me 1 second here. Okay. Okay, perfect. So you mentioned that you're on the lead section, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And, of course, your question was if that number was the client that's showing up. Okay, so if you see on the lead sections, it has the number 5. And it looks like there's been about 4 phone calls. These are all the clients, all the information the clients left behind, right? For example, some of them added their first and last name. And then, yes, the numbers, the phone number that was calling is on there as well. So that call tracker number that you have saves any incoming calls for you.
All right. So, but I can't tell if that's a scam, spam number, or if that's a real person. I can't tell anything about it. And I get a lot of spam calls.
Okay.
I have to call every spam number back.
I can definitely look into it. Normally, let's say further down the line, we will be able to let you know some of them are spam, right? Or if they're not valid, right? So definitely on here should give you a little bit of information of what it could be. But you're absolutely right. So unfortunately, right now, a lot of spam calls are coming in, especially because you have a more of an online presence going on. So, yes, unfortunately, there should be a way to do it, but it's just a little tricky because the way it works, right, is that they keep changing the number each time they call. They keep using different call trackings. Different call tracking numbers, right? So it's very hard. We definitely want to try to block them, so we are going to give you the option to do so. For example, if you happen to call one back, right, and they don't answer, you'll definitely be able to tell, right, if it's a spam. And on here, you can mark it as spam. That way, if you ever get a call from them, it's marked as spam for you, okay?
Well, they, like you said, they changed the number, so the next time won't be the same number. That number's never called again, so... That's not really helpful.
Yes, and then that's the reason why we do include the option on the call tracking number for clients to press 1 or 2, because it actually stops robocalls. For example, usually when someone is calling you, let's say someone that's trying to sell you something, they have something that's called a dialer. So it automatically dials and it keeps dialing until someone answers. So if we have that 1 and 2 on there, it's going to basically, it won't be possible for that unit to press 1 or 2. So it won't give you that call, right? I definitely do feel that the call tracking, we should leave the 1 and 2 because it might even give you more spam calls because, again, some of them are blocked because they can't press the 1 or 2 yet. Right? So, again, do you still want me to have the 1 and 2 removed from the call tracking number? Hello, can you hear me? I'm still here. It looks like I might have lost you. Can you hear me? I'm going to go ahead and just dial the 1 or 2. Can you dial the 1 or 2? I'm sorry.
Hello.
Yes, hello. It's breaking up again. Okay, I'm so sorry. Would it be okay if I go ahead and release the line and give you a call right back? Okay, I'm still unable to hear you. I'm going to go ahead and release the line and return your call, okay?